It's the start of a new week and day 309, believe it or not, of hashtag 365. Let's go.
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind. And together, we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
Day 309. 56 days left. Can you feel it? My God, I can. So on day 306, I talked about mixing it up a little bit. Doing this Huel thing at the moment. So Huel, just to reiterate, if you've missed a few episodes, it's basically like a meal replacement drink. It's one of these like nutritionally complete drinks. There are other ones available. I'm not being paid by Huel or anything like that. They didn't even gift me any. I have to pay for it. Bloody hell. Pay for everything. But as I said the other day, one of the things about Huel is that they don't claim to be low calorie. It's 400 calories, but in that you get all the carbohydrate you need, the fiber you need, the protein you need, essential vitamins, nutrients, etc., etc., etc. So it's not trying to be low calorie. And what I've been doing is I've been drinking it in the day and then having a meal at night, and that's just not working, because at night is when I know my willpower is lower, my resilience has taken a hit from the busy day. So at night it's much easier to fall into bad habits and eat like takeaways and stuff like that. So I thought to myself on day 306, if I can just flip it so that I eat in the day and then at night, all I have at night at home is my Huel drink, no matter what, that's gonna be much easier to maintain. So I've started that. And it's good. Last night, got to like 6 o'clock, 6:30, I was feeling a little bit peckish. I started thinking about dinner. I started thinking about all the things I could eat, you know, daydreaming. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm going to do the Huel thing. I'm just going to have Huel for dinner. And then Mel was like, oh, what are you doing for dinner? And I was like, oh, I'm just going to do the Huel thing. And she was like, okay, cool. So she just made herself her own thing. She had some salmon and rice and whatever else. And I just drank that. And I drank it slowly. I didn't just neck it. I had a few sips, put the cap back on, left it for a bit. Hung out, chatted to my wife, watched some TV. Unscrewed it, had some more sips, just took it easy, like enjoyed it rather than just smashing it back. And you know what? It filled me up. I went to bed, and this morning when I woke up, no bloating. I feel lighter, I feel like I've slept better. I feel good. And it gives me this laser focus that I've talked about so much over this 365-day journey as being such an important thing. If you want to do anything, you have to focus on it. That's the nature of focus. We talked about that kind of midway through the podcast, the nature of focus. Think about what focus is. It's impossible to focus on two things at once. The very different definition of focus is that you're focusing on something. Do you know what I mean? So it just gives me that kind of clarity in the evening. I know that in the day, I can eat 400 calories from whatever sources those come from, whether that's from salads, from protein sources, whatever it is, trying to keep carbohydrates low, trying to keep sugar low. Part of that blood sugar diet thing. Part of the primal cure thing. All these things that I've learned over this year. And then at night, when I get home, I don't have to stress about it. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to engage in any sorts of internal debates or external debates about it. Should we get a takeaway? Should we not? Should we have this? Should we not? Oh, I don't know. I really shouldn't. I just have my Huel. It's there. It's in the fridge. It's ready to go. And I know that I'll wake up feeling better for it. And I know that I'm getting my nutrients. So that's where I'm at. There's only 56 days to go on this journey. It is all or nothing now. And I'm feeling good about it. I'll see you tomorrow.